Hey everybody, Coach John Daly here, back again with you today. It is your daily thought here for a Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. This is part number three of the list that we're going over from John Wooden, all about complaining. And again, we all need to do a little bit less of that. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I need to be complaining a lot less. Maybe you got it all figured out. If you do, let me know, because I need more than these 6 points we're going to be going over this week from John Wooden. Man, this just, it keeps getting better and better as I look at these and speak from the heart as far as some of these things come into my mind here. Number three for today. Instead of complaining, I choose to focus on finding a solution, right? This mindset is about being constructive, not destructive. Ooh, love that one, right? You choose to focus your mindset on productive thoughts. Complaining often leads nowhere, but searching for solutions can lead to actual improvements and positive outcomes, right? Love this. Instead of complaining, I choose to focus on finding a solution. It causes me to take a step back and start looking elsewhere to find solutions instead of that current state I'm in of typically complaining, blaming, and playing that game, pointing fingers, right? And that just puts me in a very sour mood when I do that because I'm beating myself up too, right? As I'm complaining and yelling about so-and-so, right? Or whatever situation the world is dealing with or telling me that I got to worry about, right? I'm also feeling bad about myself, right? Because it's bothering me and I know better, right? So I got to find a better way instead of complaining. Man, that helps. Take a deep breath, take a step back, right? Even if you got to physically take two steps back to just action, remind myself, two steps back, I can see things differently now, right? But be more constructive, not destructive, because when I'm in that complaining mode, I am destructive to myself, my mindset, my health, you know, the stress level, my heart rate, everything, you know, like the way I talk to my wife or say something to my daughter who's home, you know, if I'm in a negative state of mind, I lash out because I know it's wrong and I'm beating myself up too in the whole. There's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of messy stuff going on when I'm not thinking straight and I'm looking to complain rather than, you know, find solutions, right? So this is a big one. Number three, they're all huge, don't get me wrong. But number three, because I'm talking about it now and I'm focusing in here on a Tuesday, man, instead of complaining, I choose to focus on finding a solution. How powerful is that? Being constructive, not destructive. Right? You choose to focus on your mindset, on productive thoughts, right? Get so fired up, I can't talk. Complaining often leads nowhere, but searching for solutions can lead to actual improvements and better positive outcomes. Who doesn't need more of those in their life, right? This is powerful when you're looking at things behind complaining and some different avenues to look at. Again, both hands are up in the air. I am guilty. I'm number one on the list of guilty people with this, right? I need to have a conversation with my wife and apologize to her a lot more for doing this to her a lot more. When I'm complaining, which happens a lot, now that I'm thinking about it and opening up my eyes to it, boy, yeah, I got some fixing to do. This is a powerful journey for me. I hope it is for you too. Okay, got a few more parts 4, 5, and 6 to go this week. All right, so hopefully you're tuning in and sharing this. Please share this message with somebody who needs to hear the message. Right? Instead of you telling them, which they might get bent out of shape, let them be ticked off at me, right? Because I know I'm ticked off at me when I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm telling myself this and I still complain, right? Because then I get to beat myself up. So it's one of those things I need to just keep working on even more, okay? All right, just take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.